getting successful, whatever you consider successful, if it's rich, whatever, it's not a magic trick. What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. See, but you got to change, though. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change something.
Ultimately, if you're going to have lasting change in anything, you're really talking about just raising your standards. I mean, I always tell people, if you want to know how to change your life, I give it to you in three words, boring as it sounds, raise your standards. Lasting change is different than a goal. You don't always get your goals, but you always get your standards. Maybe it'll help you is to think about it this way. I try to explain standards to people with a different set of words. Think of it as everybody in life gets their musts. They don't get their shoulds. But when you decide something is a must for you, an absolute must, when you cut off any possible, you say, I'm going to find the way or I'm going to make the way. Human beings, when they resolve things, when they make a real resolution inside themselves, which is they raise the standard, they make it a must, they find the way.
What's your why? Why do you wake up in the morning? Why do you go out and practice? I'm about to give everything I got, and I will know if I don't get another gig, it won't have anything to do with the fact that I didn't put everything on the field. You know why I do what I do, and I do it so passionately? Because my grandfather was a high school dropout, my father was a high school dropout, I was a high school dropout, and we about to break the cycle. I do what I do so my son won't have to go through what I went through. Some of you need to give up your cell phone, because the time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the cell. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill. And somebody has told you, you couldn't live without it. I'm talking about going deep now, giving up stuff. Watch what it says. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could be. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before. But I dare you to fail in writing for a whole year to see if you can get to the end. I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you soft.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
To be anxious is to have anxiety about something that hadn't even happened yet. Some of you are so worried by the threat of trouble. You're not in trouble, it's just that trouble has threatened you. And the threat of what might happen, what could happen, is wearing you down. Half of the things that you thought were going to happen never did happen. But if you allow those thoughts to dwell in your mind, it will succeed at robbing you of your peace, robbing you of your joy, robbing you of your life, just because you thought yourself into a nervous breakdown. You thought yourself into depression. You thought yourself into defeatism. The mind is the battleground. The fight is in your mind.
And you gotta throw what you got at it. You can't throw what you wish you had. You can't throw what your neighbor had. You gotta throw what you got at it. That's what separates the men from the boys, because you gotta throw what you got at it. If you don't tell me that you want something if you're not willing to throw what you got at it. It takes courage to be successful. It is far easier not to be successful. If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in. And if you're more concerned about people than you are God, then neutralize everything he put in you. Just fit in with everybody else. Dress like them, walk like them, act like them, eat like them, go where they go, think like they think, do what they do. And once you neutralize your uniqueness, you don't need courage. It takes courage to be different.
Your gift can be anything. You can't look at it as simply running, jumping, singing, and dancing. But I tell you one thing, your gift is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. For me, it was comedy. So once you identify it, then that's the beginning of it. But there's a lot of work to do even after you identify your gift. You know, you can believe you're something all you want, but if you don't work towards it, you're just sitting there, it's going to be empty.
I want them to understand that you are the architect of tomorrow. I based it on the Wright brothers, who had the audacity to believe that they could build something that would take them from the ground to the air.
You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, "You let you down." Until you get to that point, you let you down. But you're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, "I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down." You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, "Why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?" You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you, "No more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more, no, we working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. Not, no, I can't handle it right now." You need to tell you that you owe you something.
See, I'm a seed, I really am, but a seed has to be planted. A seed got to have dirt put on top of it. If you take a seed and throw it on the concrete and walk off, the sun just burn it up. But guess what? Dirt is necessary for growth and development. Dirt builds character. Dirt gives you the push-through factor. And you get dirt in a lot of different ways. All of y'all that had dirt thrown on you. And dirt ain't always what you want. It's somebody talking about you down on your job. It's somebody accusing you of something that you didn't do. It's somebody telling you you ain't gonna make it. See, that dirt builds character in you. When they talking about you, it teaches you to withstand it.
Depending upon how well you want to do, and particularly if you're starting a company, you need to work super hard. So what does super hard mean? Well, when my brother and I were starting our first company, instead of getting an apartment, we just rented a small office, and we slept on the couch. And we showered at the YMCA, and we're so hard up, we had one computer. So the website was up during the day, and I was coding at night. 7 days a week, all the time. Work hard, like, every waking hour. That's the thing I would say if you're starting a company.
Work on your focus. Perspective is everything. Let me tell you something. The problem with most of you is that you see difficult as something negative. For real. I want you to see difficult differently. Are you hearing me? I need you to see difficult differently. Now, that weightlifter, when my man looking at those weights, when he got that iron is heavy. But he's not looking at that iron like, "Look how heavy the iron is." And he knows what it's going to do. It's going to tear his muscles to pieces. He gets it. But what he understands is that if he tears them down, they're going to rebuild themselves. And when they rebuild themselves, they're that much stronger. Listen to me. The more you go through, the more difficult it is, the more challenging it is. Listen to me, the harder it is. Are you hearing me? The more challenging it is, all you're doing, baby, is building muscle. You're building muscle. So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stare at the, you know, listen to me. You don't get bumped by staring at weights. You don't get bumped by look, you don't get healthier by staring at it. You get healthier by running up to it and grabbing it and pushing it. Look, push through that stuff. Push through it. You can get through it. He said he won't put on you more than you can bear. You can get through it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount.
This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
You're never, ever, ever, ever going to feel like doing the things you need to do in order to have what you want.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that is really not easy as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. That living alone is just very difficult. And once we begin to come to grips with the fact that living is difficult, life is very challenging. So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? Being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending.
Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life. And lead. Lead. Lead yourself and your team and the people in your life. Lead them all to victory.
You're always going to need to push yourself. You're always going to need to parent yourself. Unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you've got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
It's very important. You owe that to yourself. Many of us never realize our greatness because we become sidetracked by secondary activity. Because you are creating your own production. You are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is. You determine that. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's a luxury to pursue what makes you happy. It's a moral obligation to pursue what you find meaningful. And that doesn't mean it's easy.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes.
I wish I had not waited 14 years. Somebody said, if you want to lose something, lose money. You can get that back. 8 out of 10 millionaires have been financially bankrupt. Walt Disney filed bankruptcy 7 times and had 2 nervous breakdowns. But don't lose time.
You know, if you take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger.
Success and failure are generally slow processes. Either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down. You've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second.
There were 14 years I sat on the sideline. 14 years I said, I don't have an investor in me like Tony Robbins. 14 years that said, I don't have an MBA or PhD, and I can't compete with these guys. I have the complexion of rejection. 14 years I silenced myself.
Wow.
And so I regret that, because there are some people that maybe if they'd heard my voice, they would not have turned to drugs. If they'd heard my voice, their lives would have taken a different direction. And I can't get those 14 years back. That haunts me, and maybe I think that drives me when I speak with such energy. I'm trying to make up for that time, but I can't.
It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. You're paying a price by sitting there being miserable.
Yeah.
And if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older. The clock is ticking.
Because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like?
And so, that second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground in that second. And in every second counts. So make every second count.
You have a great life in front of you. But your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there ain't got nothing to do with what God got for you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. But what God got for you, do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right.
Success is about focusing on what you want, not on what you don't want. Do you guys notice how most of your friends or people you know who are failures perpetually focus on what they don't want? Because they're focused on what they don't want. They're just thinking about not getting rejected and how much it hurts and how much they can't take it. They can't take the pain. They can't take the embarrassment. They can't take the discipline it takes to actually put themselves out there. They can't take it. You know, they focus on what they don't want. Well, success is about focusing on what you want and not focusing on what you don't want.
Work on your focus. Perspective is everything. Let me tell you something. The problem with most of you is that you see difficult as something negative. For real. I want you to see difficult differently.
Discovered about focusing in on a goal or something you want to accomplish is that the moment that you focus in on what you want to do, that's when you begin to have energy to do it. A distracted person lacks energy. And when they get to the thing they need to be focusing in on, they don't have the energy to give. But when a person says, no, this is the one thing I'm going to do, and they set their mind to it, they set their eyes on it, they set their hand to do it, all of a sudden, energy begins to fill their life. Why? Because what you focus on, what you concentrate on, what you desire to accomplish, once your eyes are fixed on that, it begins to energize you, and you begin to see the possibility of making it happen.
Success is about punching through your wall, not punching at the wall. You want to think of your journey like, it's almost like you see that light at the end of the tunnel, but you also want to think of it like a narrow road. You want to think of success as a narrow road. So you are walking that line of success, but you have a more focused set of behaviors than most people, and you are constantly course correcting. So you're learning from where you f***ed up, and you're taking the lesson and then course correcting again and again and again and again.
The reason these people don't progress is because they focus on the glory days. They focus on the things they have achieved in the past, and they don't let themselves work towards a better future. And guys, you have to be able to look at yourself and be honest with yourself on this. If this is you, you have to stop this behavior. Okay, when you focus on what you did last year or what you did 2 years ago or what you did last month, champions don't sulk and, you know, Kobe Bryant doesn't sit there and talk about how many MVPs he's won or how many championships he's won. No, he's up at 3 o'clock in the morning practicing every day. Why do you think he is so great? He's not great because he's great. He's great because he puts the work in on a daily basis and he wins every day.
If you're not excited about waking up in the morning, if you're sitting around bored out of your mind, if you got time to do everything anybody asks you to do, if when you tell your dreams to all your friends, it makes sense to them. You got your lid on, man. Your dreams should not make sense to everybody. You got to say something that make people go, how you going to do that? That's when you got the lid off. But like I always say, life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. The first step is getting completely and brutally honest enough to say, I am tired of myself.
Be clear in your mind in what you intend to achieve. Know what you are going to do. That doesn't seem like too much to ask. But how often do we see people going through their lives without knowing what they are trying to do, without having any intent, without having a clear mission? I'm talking on an individual level. As a person, people go through their lives without knowing what it is they want to do.
It takes courage to be successful. It is far easier not to be successful. Misery will always have company. Success breeds contempt. If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in. And if you're more concerned about people than you are God, then neutralize everything he put in you. Just fit in with everybody else. Dress like them, walk like them, act like them, eat like them, go where they go, think like they think, do what they do. And once you neutralize your uniqueness, you don't need courage. It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before.
Well, But there will be people along the way, and I remember this, who will say to you, you know, you're dreaming too big. It's not possible. Those things just can't happen. Don't allow anyone, friend, family, acquaintance, teachers, whoever it is, don't allow anyone to tell you that what you are dreaming for yourself and your family is not possible. It is possible. Don't be one of those people 20 years from now are going to be walking around in a 9-to-5 job, miserable and angry and bitter because you let your dreams get away from you because you did not believe stronger enough in yourself and what was possible. Don't allow that to happen. This is an unbelievable time, and I can't encourage you enough to continue to think that things are possible and that your dreams can come true.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. At least at first, it's a slow process. A little slip here, a little setback over there, a little wearing down of discipline and will over time. That's the thing. Success and failure are generally slow processes. Either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down. And that's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second.
The most important conversation you will ever have in your life is the one you have with yourself. It is about you. It's strictly about you finding who you are. So many people die, live 100 years, never know who they are. You have to look in that mirror and know this. There's so much more in here, man. Because I can literally right now be a 300-pound guy spraying for cockroaches still to this day. If I did not look in that mirror and say, there has to be more to this. This can't be it. And then willing to go into it, dive deep into it, and give all I have to find it. So that's what all that's about.
You want to become a risk taker. You want to raise the bar on yourself. Most people won't do that. See, most people engage in low life living. Low risk living. This God said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you cannot become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? Don't worry about failing. You're going to fail. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to look stupid. Wise call life. Make it okay to fail.
And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month and when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while and when people tell you crazy, when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you're broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream because that's where true success is.
People that are going to increase their sales, the people that are going to change their lives, the people that are going to recover their health, the people that are going to build their lives and start all over again from scratch are people who believe it's possible. The people who fail are the people who suffer from possibility blindness. When you want to increase your performance in life, You must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. If you want to make it in any area in life, you've got to go all out. So you're in the right place at the right time to make that happen. You have something special. You have greatness within you. I don't know you, but here's what I know about you. That you have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. Here's what I know about you. That what you've done up to this point is only a tip of the iceberg of what's possible for you.
My glory happens in the darkness of the early morning, in solitude, alone, where I try, and I try, and I try again to be everything that I possibly can be, the best that I possibly can be, better than I was yesterday.
If I could come off the stage and have a personal conversation with each one of you, and if I ask you if you wanted to be successful, everybody in this room would say, absolutely. But if you and I could take that success conversation and expand it, and I ask you to tell me what you thought success was, in a crowd this size, I would promise you there would be probably 2 or 3 dozen different answers, because success can be very
the problem with success, the average person doesn't think it's for them. That's the only thing that's stopping you from being really successful.
For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream.
I wake up every single day, I am who I say I am, and I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Y'all gotta do me a favor, stop being gazelle. You're not average. There's nothing about you that's average. You're not even good. You were born to be great. You were born to be great. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You're not average. You're not good. You're great. God created you to be great, so be phenomenal.
You have the ability to tell your story with passion, to inform the mind and inspire the hearts of the people around you. If you know your story well, I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what adversities you've been through. I don't care how strong your accent is. I don't care how many degrees you have or don't have. I don't care how many marks society has put on you because maybe you're a single parent or maybe you have this, maybe you have that, maybe you don't come from much. That all goes to waste when you know how to tell your story. I'm not talking from anything but passion for you to be the best version of you that you can be. That's it. That's literally it. I just want everybody in this room to win.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test, trying to give you a way out, trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepare for battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's thrown at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%.
Do you have the courage to act outwardly on what you see inwardly? It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to be exceptional. It takes courage to be wise. It takes courage to be rich. It takes courage to be educated. It takes courage!
is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
Every single person who has ever done anything worthwhile or exceptional or difficult or extraordinary, anyone, whether it's great artists or authors or mathematicians or whatever it is, everyone encounters difficulties. There is no easy road. It does not exist. It is impossible. Everyone has issues. If you have time to pursue a hobby, if you have time to do anything in your life, you can better yourself. And here's one way you never better yourself. When you come up with excuses for why other people are successful and you're not. Everybody has a hard road. I wanted to jump out a window several times during my young life. I wanted to jump in front of a train and just end it because it's too much pressure. We all go through hard times. We all go through depression. We all go through doubt and moments in your life. That is what makes you a person. And those difficult moments are what build your character.
The key is what we do in our times of pain. Pain will change us. Heartache, loss, disappointments, they don't leave us the same. When I lost my father, I didn't come out like I was before. I was changed. If you go through a divorce, a legal battle, a friend betrays you, eventually that will pass. You'll get through it, but you will be different. Now, how the pain changes you is up to you. You can come out bitter, or you can come out better. You can come out with a chip on your shoulder blaming God, or you can come out stronger with a greater confidence in God. You can come out defeated, giving up on your dreams, or you can come out with a new passion, a new fire, excited about the new opportunities in front of you. All of us experience pain. My challenge, don't just go through it, grow through it. That difficulty is an opportunity to get stronger, to develop character, to gain new confidence. Anybody can give up. Anybody can let it overwhelm you. But you know what that's doing? Wasting your pain. That pain is not there to stop you. It's there to prepare you, to increase you, to develop you.
A life without pain is a life without challenge. And a life without challenge is a life without growth. So not only do I embrace the challenge, embrace the pain associated with challenge and growth, but I even look forward to it in many regards. Some people think I'm strange, but sometimes I even ask for it. Send me a challenge, God, that you think should rid the world of pain. I invoke, please, give me some challenges here because I need to be tested. Stronger. I need to grow in my resolve with whatever weakness is in my character. Pain is a beautiful thing. Challenge is what life is about. A life without challenge, a life without pain, is a life without growth. And where there is no growth, there's stale, stagnant energy. And that's where most people live. Because most people's lives are designed around treading a path that is void of challenge. The minute they recognize challenge or pain, they move the other way. This is a primal instinct and normal and natural, but a weak perspective. They're not challenged. They're not growing. They're bored and they're better off dead. Your aliveness is found in your pain. Embrace it, love it, and grow from it.
The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, take yourself out your comfort zone. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
Action is the foundation key to all success. Get this concept in your mind. First, you accept the fact that failure is an event, it's not a person. That yesterday really did end last night. And today is a brand new day. God divided your life into 24-hour modules because that's all you could stand. Optimism is the foundation of success. Say that with me. Optimism is the foundation of success. Back to the statement. If you think you can, you can. If you think you won't, you really won't. Secondly, you need to understand that you are what you are and where you are because you think like you think. When you change your thinking, you change your actions. And when you change your actions, you change your future. Change your thought life and you change your world. So the question is, what are you putting into your mind? The old computer phrase, garbage in, garbage out. Stop watching 8 hours of toxic television. Fake news. Why do you want to torment yourself with that garbage? Everything is impossible until someone does it. Think about that. Men couldn't fly for centuries until the Wright brothers in 1903 completed the first controlled hour power flight in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, and they flew for about 1 minute. In a contraption that no one would get in today. But because they broke the thought barrier, now you can fly around the world on any airplane you want to.
We celebrate warriors. We enjoy the winner. We're irritated and frustrated with the whiner. And who can use a wimp? Each of them have earned the title. But each of them have this thing in common. They earned the title based upon how they responded to struggle. How can we crown someone a champion unless we've seen them struggle and overcome to be a winner? How would we know the valor and courage of a warrior unless he's endured the adversity of the battle? How do you know what the wimp is? Until you see them put their faith in fear and ignore a problem hoping somebody else is going to solve it. The reason that I choose these four characters is because I believe that they all have something in common with each and every one of us, and that is in this life you will have struggle. Turn on the news and all you're going to hear them report on is struggle. There's the global conflict, the economic conflict, the political conflict. There's all kinds of struggles, great and small, in this world. Some of you in this place today are struggling with questions that you need an answer to and you don't know where to turn. Others of you are struggling with needs and you're not sure how they're going to be provided for. Others of you are struggling with problems that you're certain are too big for you to solve. In this life, there is going to be struggle, and when they come, what will you do? What role will you play? Will you engage like the warrior? Will you complain like the whiner? Will you ignore it like the wimp? Or will you be what God created you to be, which is the winner? You were bought with the blood of Jesus Christ so that you could stand in this sanctuary today and declare, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who gives me strength.
Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong, you did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. People have a hard thing, understand, I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, why do you run if you hate it? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody. I hated going to school, so guess what? I was dumb as shit. But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
Start before you're ready. If you wait until you feel ready to do anything meaningful, you're going to be waiting for the rest of your life. Among the people who are the most successful, the happiest, the people who are actually contributing the most, they all have one thing in common, and it's this. They all start before they're ready. You see, I think you've misidentified the enemy here, because the enemy, it's not making mistakes. It's not changing your mind, and the enemy is not your fear. The only enemy that you need to defeat, my friend, is not getting started. This is what most of us just fail to realize. Action is the antidote to fear. Action creates progress and momentum. And action, consistent action, is all you ever need to make anything happen in your life.
It's all back down to a very primitive mindset of we just have to do. It's like breathing. Breathing becomes normal. Like, we didn't know that we're doing it. That's how you have to live your life. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, I'm not saying physical, I'm not saying you got to break yourself off. The amount of mental pain of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to do. And that's your new norm. That's your new norm. So then it's like breathing. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to.
You're never, ever, ever, ever going to feel like doing the things you need to do in order to have what you want. You're always going to need to push yourself. You're always going to need to parent yourself. So what is the net advice on this? What is the bottom line? The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
People want to know how to stop the laziness. They want to know how to stop the procrastination. They have some idea in their head, you know, some kind of a vision, what they want to do. But they don't know where to start. They don't know where to start it, you know? They don't know where to start. And so they say, hey, where do I start? And when's the best time to start? And I have a very simple answer for that. Here. And now, that's it. You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet? You want to start a business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or put together some mobile application? Where do you start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now. You initiate the action aggressively. You go. Because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now. And that means you got to stop thinking about it. And stop dreaming about it. And stop researching every aspect of it. And reading all about it. And debating the pros and cons of it. Just start doing it. Take that first step. And make it happen. Get after it. And get after it here and now.
Everybody has dreams. Nobody knows but you
You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dream, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone. And people will help you when you get the ball rolling. People will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is going to believe. People come along because your belief is so insane. Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it.
Many of you, as I have been, as I am, are where you are in your life based upon what you believe. And it's not just what you think you believe on the surface, it's also your shadow beliefs that are holding you back from moving into the life that you believe you deserve. What I know is if you're not looking at the shadows, if you're not looking at what is subconsciously running through the tape in your mind, telling yourself you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you're not smart enough, you're not enough, which is a tape that's playing for a lot of people. If you're not conscious of that, then you end up acting out of that belief system and not out of what you know to be the truest or want to be the truest for yourself. You don't become what you want, because so much of wanting is about living in the space of what you don't have. That's why Jim Carrey's story is so powerful, because he started to act as though he already had it. He would go up to Mulholland Drive. He would drive away thinking, I already have those things. I just haven't accessed them as yet. I believe those things are going to come to me, and I'm going to act like they are. So I'm going to move forward in my life in order to draw that to myself in such a way that my actions are in alignment with what I say I believe. So if you start to think about that, really, why are you where you are in your life? The choices that you have made have been because of what you believe to be true for yourself.
If you can, for the rest of your life, live inside of yourself, stop listening to people who are calling you fat, everything that is makes no sense. All these insecure people putting their insecurities on you, you gotta flush it out. You gotta take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. Right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not going to find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it. And that means you got to be quiet. Go in a room. Stop talking. Search your soul. Search your mind. Search your abilities, and you'll find it. But if you're not looking for it, you won't find it. So you gotta go start your journey. And the journey starts with you finding, why the hell am I here on this planet Earth? Why am I here? And if you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching, always asking the question.
You have to believe you deserve to win. And sometimes it's not just that we think we're good, but that we've done so much, we must be worthy of winning. See, there's this adage in life, good people in life won't take more from the table of life than they think they're worthy of and they deserve. See, in business sometimes, short term, we've all seen this, someone with bad intentions can get ahead short term. But you always reap what you sow. Karma is always a real thing. And eventually the people that take shortcuts, that cheat, that hurt other people, that have ill intent, the world, the universe, God sort of finds a way eventually to get them where they're supposed to be. But good people will never take more than they think they're worth, which is why the mandatory requirement for good people to win is they believe they deserve it. They believe they're worth winning. And sometimes it's not just who we are that we need to believe in, but what we've done in this sense. That sometimes you've got to outwork everybody, and you've got to be willing to do the things nobody else is willing to do, so you begin to convince yourself, man, I'm doing all the things everybody else is unwilling to do, so I deserve to get the results other people aren't going to get.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.